Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Aisha Torah. The question that comes up in many people's minds is, what's the first step necessary for making positive changes? Like, okay, I'd like to make positive changes, but what's the first step? So the Vilna Gaon, citing a verse in Mishlei in Proverbs, this is Proverbs 26:12. The verse goes like this: a person who is a chacham b'einov, a person's wise in his eyes, and he's not going to make positive changes. That's the way the Vilna Gaon explains that verse. And since the person thinks he's right, it doesn't even enter his mind that something he's doing is negative, something he's doing is counterproductive. Because if we are open to learn from others, means getting a coach, getting yourself a teacher, today is considered a real valuable thing. It always was in the areas of sport. Everybody has a coach. But the idea of a mentor in personal life, business life, personal life, and the idea of selich harav, get for yourself a teacher. So, but we'll only be open to the ideas, the input of other people, if we realize, you know what, I don't even know what my mistakes are. Of course I'm making mistakes. Of course I'm limiting myself. We all do. And therefore, if we're wise in our own eyes, we say, I don't need to listen to anybody else. The opposite is a quality that the Rosh Yeshiva of Eishet Torah, Rabbi Noach Weinberg, speaks about so much in the 48 Ways. There's a beautiful concept. It's number 35 of the 48 ways is Ohev Esatochacha, loving criticism. Now, how many people do you really know says, you know, this person is such a great guy, great to be around them. Whatever you do, they criticize you right and left. I love criticism. I mean, personally, I don't say that to myself that much, and I don't know anybody else that does. But that's an ideal to strive for. So the Reshiva of Noach Weinberg was one of the most beautiful ideas of the 48 ways, because it's the thing that we really are far from loving criticism, and explains how we really will appreciate criticism. For instance, a person just got, a large sum of money, and was a little careless, and the money fell out of an envelope, fell out of a wallet, and somebody comes over to the person and says, you idiot, you just dropped your wallet, why aren't you more careful? How many people will say to that person, you called me an idiot, I'm not going to listen to you, you didn't speak to me with respect, get away from me. He'll thank you so much, you're happy. Why? Because you don't want to have a loss. Similar thing, the Reshiva gives an example, the person's in a car. He's driving his car, and the back door is open. And then somebody else calls out, hey, don't you know how to close the door of a car? I mean, that's pretty obvious, you have to close the door of a car, you didn't learn that yet. And how many people say, the way you spoke to me, I'm just going to let it go. I'm not going to fix my car. I'm not going to close that door. Why? Because it's important. A person is running for president of the United States, and he's going to have to be in a debate. He's going to get himself a coach. And if somebody points out you can improve this way or that way, he wants to succeed. So we all have areas of deficiencies. We all have areas that we're not reaching our full potential. The more we can be open to the input of other people, the further we'll go. The higher we'll become. We'll be a better person. And therefore, relish it. Realize, as much as we feel we know, and you probably do know a lot, every person has a lot of inner wisdom, but we can always gain and benefit from other people. So there's two aspects. Get yourself a teacher, get yourself a coach, and the other aspect, just look at any person who wants to point out something. Thank you so much. It's like, let's say a person has a business, and somebody's come over to you and tells you how to expand your business. Even if you don't feel like doing it, you should appreciate the fact this person's trying to help you out. This person's really trying to do something good for you. So be open to realize that life is for growth, life is for development, and we should be thankful for the people that are going to help us develop ourselves.